We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the mitzvahs of the temple. So the next mitzvah is to burn the Nosar, meaning there is a time limit for when one may eat korbanos. Certain korbanos can only be eaten for one day, certain korbanos can be eaten for 2 days. After those 2 days, on the third day, whatever remains must be burned. So that's a biblical mitzvah, to burn whatever has remained. Then there's a prohibition not to eat animals that were blemished. Meaning the Torah says, don't eat defiled food. What the Torah, we have a tradition that that's a reference to animals that were blemished and therefore were disqualified from being used as a sacrifice. And if someone decides to sacrifice them nonetheless, the Torah says, well, that's something that's disgraceful, that he took the blemished animal, that he took a blemished animal and sacrificed it, and that's what it means, don't eat disgraceful foods. The Torah gives us a prohibition not to eat pigul. And pigul is when a person brings a sacrifice and he thinks an improper thought, he thinks, I'll eat the sacrifice outside the boundaries that the Torah gave me, or I'll eat it beyond the time frame that the Torah gives me. So his thoughts hereby disqualify the sacrifice. And the Torah makes that sacrifice disqualified, and it's punishable with kares if a person does. The Torah says that if one brings a todah sacrifice, a sacrifice of thanks, so he has to finish eating the meat that night. He's not allowed to leave over any of the meat till the morning. The idea behind it is that you should be pressured to eat it. You won't be able to eat it all at once, so you'll have to invite other people. You'll invite other people. You'll publicize the great thanks that you have to God for whatever God did for you. And the truth is, this is true for all the sacrifices that they have to be eaten on time. And there's a prohibition not to eat after that time. Then we're up to the last prohibitions here, and that is we have a commandment to burn sacrifices that got defiled. And we have a prohibition not to eat sacrifices that got defiled. And finally, we have a prohibition not to eat holy foods, meaning sacrifices when we ourselves are tameh, when we ourselves are defiled.